You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to another absolutely gorgeous Panama's summer days. Yes, they're here, and it's absolutely wonderful. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Welcome to the 7th of February. Yes, we've got a week into the month already. It is Tuesday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you right now, well, through till 10 o'clock this morning, as we do. Now, starting us off, we were taking a look at people that were born, mainly in the world of music, their birthdays today. But I thought what we're going to do is we'll take a rummage each day and find out if there is somebody very prominent who's got a birthday today. And I've got one for you. It's Charles Dickens. He was born on this day in the year 1812 and was the most popular English novelist of the Victorian era, who has remained popular, responsible for some of English literature's most iconic characters. The continuing popularity of his novels and short stories as such, well, they've never gone out of print. Well, I want to know, who's getting all the royalties?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Wake me up before you go, go, leave me.
Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
There we go, two in a row starting off this morning's program. Wake me up before you go-go. Should be awake by now. That was from Wham. Following on, Kathy Dennis, of course, and Too Many Walls. Right, it is Tuesday, as I mentioned. It's Tuesday, the 7th of February. What have we got lined up for you today? Same as we had lined up for you yesterday. It's you, me, and the music today, going right through till 10 o'clock. So we've got some great music to play for you. Usual bits and pieces, 7.30. We'll take a look at some of the international news headlines today. Terrible events in Turkey and Syria with regards to that earthquake. Don't forget, we'll have some business news as well, international business news around about that time. Top of the hour at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news stories for today, or over the last 24 hours. We'll be checking in with Yasmin and also our everyday story of country folk with Ingrid. Of course, she's there in Elvai, isn't she? So all to come on this morning's program, plenty of great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
There we go, with Train and Calling an Angel. And keep an eye on the time, exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's nice when we're efficient, isn't it? It doesn't happen all the time. What have we got for you in the shower this morning? Well, firstly, let's get you in and get the old water sorted out. There we go. get you all spruced up for wherever it is you're going to be going this morning. Now, what have I got for you? I've got this one from GQ. Disco Nights, how about that? Jeez, there we go. That's GQ and Disco Nights in the shower with you this morning. Of course, now is the time. Time to get out. And let's get you off to where it is you're going in the right frame of mind. Great music from now going right through till 10 o'clock, 19 after the hour of 7. Let's say a very good morning. We're going to take our little trip over to Athens in Greece and say a very good morning this morning to Renee, of course, Renee and Rick over there. And we get all the exciting news over here. They just ordered a new sofa and it arrived. Today. It was supposed to arrive yesterday, apparently, finally. But, of course, it was snowing, so they couldn't do that. So, speaking of snow, I just looked out the window, and it's snowing again. Could you please play Bat Out of Hell? Absolutely.
there's always gonna be some laughs. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. But like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. Oh, when the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. But when the day is gone and the sun goes down and the moon is shining through, then I have a sinner before the gates of heaven. I come crawling on back to you. Then like a sinner before the gates of heaven.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Comes from Cat Graham, is called Call the Police Now. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just after 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Call FM. It is the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. the best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And there we go. And if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It's exactly, well, just a couple of seconds away from half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news headlines for this morning and some of the business news, overwhelmed now, rescuers that struggled to save people trapped under the rubble as the death toll from the devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria rose past 5,000 on Tuesday, with despair mounting and the scale of the disaster hampering relief efforts. The magnitude 7.8 earthquake, Turkey's deadliest since 1999, hit early on Monday, toppling thousands of buildings, including many apartment blocks, wrecking hospitals and leaving thousands of people injured or homeless in Turkish and Syrian cities. Ukraine said on Tuesday the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops, as Moscow hurls tens of thousands of freshly mobilized soldiers and mercenaries into relentless winter assaults in the east. The Ukrainian military increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight to 133,190. And described the increase as the highest of the war so far. It also said that its troops destroyed 25 Russian tanks in the last 2 days. The report of enemy dead couldn't be independently confirmed, and Moscow denies its forces have suffered losses on such a scale, while also claiming to have killed huge numbers of Ukrainians. China has apologized, not to the United States, to Costa Rica, for a balloon that flew over its territory, the Central American country's government said on Monday, after a separate suspected Chinese spy balloon traveling over the United States sparked a major political and diplomatic spat the other day. A senior U.S. general responsible for bringing down the Chinese spy balloon said on Monday the military had not detected previous spy balloons before the one that appeared on the 28th of January over the United States and called it an awareness gap. The Pentagon said over the weekend that Chinese spy balloons had briefly flown over the United States at least 3 times during President Donald Trump's administration and 1 previously under President Joe Biden. Did you have problems with your Microsoft yesterday? Well, Microsoft Corporation said it was investigating issues with email service Outlook as users in North America faced problems with accessing, sending or searching emails on the platform. There were more than 2,000 incidents of people reporting issues with Outlook late on Monday at about 23:10 Eastern Time. According to DownDetector.com, which tracks outages by collating statistics or status reports from sources, including user-submitted errors on its platform. North Korea stole more cryptocurrency assets in 2022 than in any other year and targeted the networks of foreign aerospace and defense companies, according to currently confidential United Nations reports seen by Reuters on Monday. North Korea used increasingly sophisticated cyber techniques both to gain access to digital networks involved in cyber finance and to steal information of potential value, including to its weapons programs, independent sanctions monitors reported to a UN Security Council committee. British Petroleum, BP, on Tuesday reported a record profit of $28 billion for 2022, while boosting its dividend in a sign of confidence as it sharply raised overall spending plans and scaled back ambitions to reduce oil and gas output by 2030. Google owner Alphabet Inc. on Monday said it will launch a chatbot service and more artificial intelligence for its search engine, as well as developers, an answer to Microsoft Corp in their rivalry to lead a new wave of computing. Microsoft, meanwhile, said it planned its own AI reveal for today, Tuesday. The cascade of news reflects how Silicon Valley is anticipating massive change from so-called generative AI technology that can create prose or other content on command and free up white-collar workers' time. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Monday that she saw a path for avoiding a U.S. recession, with inflation coming down significantly and the economy remaining strong, given the strength of the U.S. labor market. You don't have a recession when you have 500,000 jobs and the lowest unemployment rate in more than 50 years, Yellen told ABC's Good Morning America. What I see is a path in which inflation is declining significantly and the economy is remaining strong. And as for oil prices, well, they rose for a second straight session on Tuesday, driven by optimism about recovering demand in China and concerns over supply shortages following the shutdown of a major export terminal after an earthquake in Turkey. Brent crude futures, they were up $1.78 or 2.2% to $82.70 a barrel. And that was at 10:42 GMT today, while West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that rose $1.74 or 2.4% to $75.88 per barrel. And that's it. That's just a look at some of the things in the international news and some of the business news for today. Tuesday morning. We started off those two with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And there we go, following on 1969, the Foundations in the Bad Old Days Before I Loved You, 1969. It was the fourth hit single, in actual fact, for the group. It was written by Tony McClory and John McLeod and went to number 8 in the UK singles chart, 7 in Ireland and 23 in Canada. And also covered, by the way, by Edison Lighthouse, another favourite group of mine. Right, time is 17 and a half before 8 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. And let's say a very good morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us this morning. Good morning to you, because she was with us bright and early this morning before we got going. And also Ingrid, she's dropped us a little note asking if we could play a song for her this morning. Comes from Brandy Carlisle. Broken Horses.
to run.
Great, there we go. That's Thring Group this morning, Brandi Carlile and Broken Horses. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 14 before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a little rummage around, see what stories. I tell you what, let me just take a quick look and see what other birthdays of prominence we have today. We've got Laura Ingalls, Wilder. Okay, that may ring a bell to you readers out there. American author who wrote the Little House series of books on her childhood. And in childhood, in a pioneer family. We've got Larry Buster Crabb. He was born on this day, the year was 1908, an American athlete and actor who starred in a number of popular serials in the 1930s and 1940s. He's the only actor who played Tarzan, Flash Gordon, and Buck Rogers, the top three comic strip heroes of the 1930s. I think most of them are still going, aren't they? Here's a little bit of, we've got Jimmy Somerville here for you. You make me feel mighty real.
I'm
Tell you what, there was no mistaking Jimmy Somerville's voices. I wonder what he's sitting on. Right, 9 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, don't forget. We've got some of the local news headlines for you this morning. And around about 8.20, 8.25, we're going to check in with Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk there in El Valle. And also with Yasmin, because remember, yesterday we were chatting with Yasmin. She was going off to see a movie last night. And we'll talk for a little bit about that as well. Brian Adams and Can't Stop This Thing We Started. I know. It's 7 o'clock. I know how that feels. Let's see. What have I got? When I was rummaging, as I do, getting some music ready for today. I came across this track, which I hadn't heard of, played for a long time, and it goes back 1960s. I must check on the year again. But I listened to it, and I just sort of stopped in my tracks because it brought back so many memories for me. It's called Elusive Butterfly and comes from Bob Lind.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I say, that really brought back some memories. And I was sort of wondering why, because 1965, sorry, that was released in November of that year. And that was the year when I sort of joined the Royal Air Force. Because I remember, we're really into, us kids, I mean, we're only 16, 17 at the time. And we were sort of really into music. Of course, 1960s, there was some great music around. And if I remember playing that many times to myself. Coming on towards the top of the hour, quick shout out this morning to Hector, Ida and Lille at the Waldorf Astoria, all looking after our group that's over there at the moment. Thank you so much. And we're going to give the call sign, I think, then we'll take a look at some of the local news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors. It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
The Reflections, and just like Romeo and Juliet, and the track before that that we played, that was called, where do I put it? Oh, here it is. It was Ultra High Frequency was the name of the band, and we're on the right track. Right, and the time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, is 18 minutes now, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, I tell you what, I'll just see if I can find Ingrid in a moment, and we'll be back with that. So don't go away. I'm going to have another piece of music here. And let me see. Nice. Oh, Butterfly. This is a nice one from James McCartney. After this, we'll link up with Ingrid.
White clouds floating by, seagulls swimming in the sky. White cloud swimming by, no one wondering why. Reflections in the wind, so much sense. See you when you cry. The butterfly fluttered by my window. Butterfly fluttered by my soul. Midnight rainbow glowing from the ground. Cloud shapes, faces, bird shapes, traces. Little bird, you don't quite understand. Everything is lying on the sand. Sunburst point of view, referencing the sky. It all makes so much sense. Butterfly, fluttered by my window.
There we go. It is called Butterfly, and that is James McCartney. James McCartney, of course, he is the only son of a singer, songwriter, and former Beatle, Paul McCartney. Keep an eye on the time. I tell you what, I think it's about time we linked up with Ingrid, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Did you see that moon last night? Did you see it this morning? That thing was so bright. I have a skylight near the bathroom, and I went up in the morning to go, you know, do my business because my bladder was full. And I looked up, and that thing was, like, shining down so bright. It was amazing. Unbelievable moon. That was such a beautiful, glorious, big, old, fat, shiny moon. Shine on, silvery moon. Yeah, I know. It was a bad song, but it is a good song title. So, today is what? Today's Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Ah, Tuesday, and it's not quite so windy. I think they started to die down. Last night, I actually believed I was able to sleep without the total wind, you know, throwing things around. We have a steel sheet on top of a wood pile. That the last few nights, that wind has been just lifting and throwing all over the backyard, making one heck of a racket. So tonight, it didn't do that last night, so I'm pretty excited about that. Looks like, oh, there's a beautiful mountain over there. That's called Tortuga. Yes, that's a beautiful mountain over there. And then we got a bunch of pretty tats over there. And, oh, look at those flowers. Pick some more tomatoes today. The cook was outside when we were walking the puppy. She was picking up some of those tomatoes. You know, we have a volunteer tomato that we had bought from the market. We had eaten the tomato, and then what was left over from our salad bits we threw in the garden. Well, this thing has been popping out tomatoes like mad. It's one of the best tomato plants I've ever had, and it was called a volunteer. We've already harvested 4, and there's probably 15 more to go. It's the most robust tomato plant I've ever seen. It doesn't look very pretty, but boy, does she pop out them maters. And I do love me a mater sandwich. All right, well, driving into the city again today. Boy, I'm glad, you know, I can't complain. I cannot complain. Work is work, business is business, and I'm happy to have it. All right, so you guys stay off the road so I don't have any traffic, okay? I'd appreciate that. Until tomorrow, and back to you in the studio.
I never saw a red moon before, but there it is just off the shore, rising from the deep blue sea to shine its light on you and me. A red moon is a special kind. It's been said that it can help you find the love you've been searching for. I've never seen a red moon before. Palm trees swaying on the beach, that big red moon just out of reach. Could she be the one tonight? Red moon, keep on shining bright. Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, help you find my dream, red Panama moon. Is that red moon affecting you? Do you feel the way I do? Underneath this bright moonlight, won't you be my love tonight? Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, you've answered my dream, red Panama moon. My dream keeps shining. and your beam, red Panama moon. You've answered my dream, red Panama moon, red Panama moon, red Panama moon.
Oh, there you are. That fitted in quite nicely, didn't it? The moon, red Panama moon is what that was called, and that was by the Panama Red Rum Orchestra, if I remember rightly. And they promoted a rum, which they manufactured. I don't think it was made in Panama. I think it was made up in the States. Now, let me see. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley this morning says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. And happy Tuesday, he says to everybody. And you asked if we could play a song. It's from Julio Iglesias, together with Diana Ross. It's called All of You. Oh, there we go. Lovely, isn't it? Good choice from Ashley this morning. Thank you for that. 1984. That's when that took us back to 1984. Duet with Julio Iglesias and Diana Ross, released on the 12th of June of 1984. Lead single from both Iglesias' album, which was 1100 Bel Air Place, and that was on Columbia Records, if I remember rightly. And Diana Ross's 15th album, called Swept Away, released in 1984. It was written by Cynthia Weil, by the way, Iglesias and Tony Rennis, and produced by Richard Perry. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you're still keeping an eye on time, 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Here's two in a row for you, starting with this one. Comes from the Muse, including a marching band on there. Court Pleasure.
I'm trapped in my necks up against the wall. I see no solution or exit out. I'm grinding it out, no work at all. Your pressure's growing exponentially. I'm falling back down to you.
cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's falling open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you find devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
I'd probably be a little bit too modest to say that. From the movie The Greatest Showman, and that was The Greatest Show, performed by Hugh Jackman, Keila Settle, and Brea and Creasy, Zac Efron as well, and Zendaya for the film. As I say, The Greatest Showman. Love that track. Really got everything in there, really, isn't it? And before that, let's say that was Pressure from Muse. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it.
There we go, there's another one of those time capsules of mine. Certainly brings back memories for me. 1968, Forces Radio Sharjah out there in the Middle East. I had one of these little mini reel-to-reel tape recorders. It was actually, you know, that type of tape. And I could only get about one song on it, and it was that song, and I used to play it and play it and play it. I absolutely loved it. That was Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. Now, talking of covers on this program, because we always like a good cover, don't we? Well, I tell you what.
I know you're going to dig this.
There we go. There's a great cover. That is a good cover. I mean, it's one of those songs that I'm very, very sort of, I don't know, I keep it close to my heart because it brought back great memories. It was so, when it was originally released, of course, by 10cc back in 1975, it was so ahead of its time. That was one of the things about that song. It was released in May of 1975. By the way, the members of 10cc, Eric Stewart, Graham Goldman, Kevin Godley, and, of course, Lol Cream. Remember, they used to have Godley and Cream made the music on their own. It's enjoyed that one lasting popularity. Over 3 million plays on US radio since its release. It won 3 Ivor Novello Awards in 1976 for Best Pop Song, International Hit of the Year, and Most Performed British Work. And it's appeared in numerous films and television shows as well. This is the original, of course. Recorded, by the way, Queen Latifah also did a recording of it. Must admit, I don't think I've ever listened to it. I must find it. That song, it was kept off the top of the charts. In the US, the record peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks, deprived of an expected top spot place, but it was kept away by a different number one song each week. The first one was, the first week was Van McCoy's The Hustle. The second week was the Eagles, One of These Nights. And the last one was this one from the Bee Gees, Jive Talking. In the UK, the single was released in its full-length version of over 6 minutes. And in the US, it was released the 3 minutes and 42-second version.
There they go, yes, how dare they?
keeping 10cc off the top of the charts. I'm not in love. Right, time on the breakfast show. We're just coming up for 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning this morning from Mary Lou. Mary Lou says... well, she wishes everybody good morning. Happy Tuesday. Not Wednesday yet. I want to request an unusual song for me, but I love this song. Could you please play Amiga? This is from Miguel Bosé. So, of course, we can do that for you.
Que te busco y tú no estás, recuerdo que solo la tristeza quiere hablar conmigo. Ahora que la lluvia se ha llevado el último jirón de tu vestido, ahora que he olvidado lo que soy, recuerdo en el pasado lo que he sido. Si he sido lo que fui, fue por tu cuerpo. Si he sido noche, fue tu noche quien lo quiso. Si he sido besos que mis labios aprendieron a ser beso para ti. Si he sido lo que soy, fue en tu regato. Si he sido vida, fue por darte a ti la vida, amiga, amiga. Qué dulce esta palabra suena hoy. El tiempo no fue tiempo entre nosotros, estando juntos nos sentimos infinitos y el universo era pequeño comparado con lo que éramos tú y yo. Si fuiste lo que fuiste, fue en mi casa, que para ti fue tu palacio y tu guarida, amiga, amiga. Qué dulce esa palabra y qué sencilla esa palabra suena hoy. En los rincones del alma, y ahora que el silencio va borrando la suave vibración de tus palabras, ahora que no soy apenas nada, recuerdo lo que fui cuando no estabas. Si he sido lo que fui, fue por tu cuerpo. Si he sido noche, fue tu noche quien lo quiso. Si he sido beso, es que mis labios aprendieron a ser beso para ti. Si he sido lo que soy, fue en tu regato. Si he sido vida, fue por darte a ti la vida, amiga, amiga. Esa palabra suena hoy. El tiempo no fue tiempo entre nosotros, estando juntos nos sentimos infinitos y el universo era pequeño comparado con lo que éramos tú y yo. Si fuiste lo que fuiste, fue en mi casa, que para ti fue tu palacio y tu guarida, amiga, amiga. Qué dulce esa palabra, qué sencilla esa palabra suena hoy.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now. There goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I broke. Oh, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. Turn back the clock, I'd make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every hour of every day keeping you safe. And I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I broke. Oh,
babe, take the honey back. I'm more than any Friday shag. Used to talk so differently. Daily dose, my remedy. Got me out here smoking more. Your influence, round of applause. Losing more than I have won. Baby, babe, you should know that ain't my name. Only listening to problems if your odds are getting laid. Baby, babe, all the shit you say's the same. Just a secondhand serenade.
First of those two came from a gentleman whose name is Callum Scott, and you are the reason. Following on, this is Joy Crooks from South London, and that is called Sinatra. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's time to say a very good morning to Yasmin. A very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Tuesday.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've nearly finished now. Hey, you were going... Mm-hmm. To see The Whale last night,
mm-hmm.
the movie.
Oh, yes.
What do you think? Are you allowed to say? Or?
Yeah, I can say it.
You
I
can?
Guess. They
okay.
didn't say anything. Well, for me, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it was sad from the start to the end.
Right. It's probably not going to be on my list.
Yeah. Mm. But it's very interesting, you know, the topic about the life of these people
mm-hmm.
Who are overweight. It's very difficult, you know, and they show that on the movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also it gives a very good messages of life, and it also talks about relationships and the parents who leave their children behind
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when they want to start another life with another couple, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting at the end. It was good, and you know, good messages.
Did you cry?
No, but my son did.
Oh, good. He's mm-hmm. he's a sentimental.
Oh, yes.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I would cry, so I don't want to go and see it. Last thing I need mm-hmm. to do is go to the movies to cry.
Yeah, it's not good to go to the movies. You know, you can watch it in your house,
mm-hmm.
and you can cry, whatever.
No, no.
All the time.
I mean, I'm somebody who cries at adverts. You know. Why did they make that dog steal all the toilet rolls?
But yeah, you know, all the actors were great, were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love them all.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because
mm-hmm.
The guy who played the lead,
mm-hmm.
Is I think he's nominated, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's quite something. I mean, mm-hmm. can you imagine? I mean, this guy was put into a fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently because he couldn't put on enough weight himself, and I don't blame him either.
You
know? But they put him in a fat suit, and he weighed about 300 pounds.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably didn't move around a lot, did he?
Yes, not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how long it probably took them to do his makeup every time?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow, it's quite something.
He should exactly.
get an Oscar for the waiting the longest for your makeup.
Yeah, and you know, the most of the time of the movie, he was in pain because of all the weight.
I'm not surprised.
But yeah, I guess he could really feel it with all the things that he had.
It was filled with marbles or something as well. You know. So, ow! Ow!
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, it's worth a watch, but probably not at the movies.
Exactly.
At home.
At
yeah.
home, yes.
In the quiet of your home, where you can sob your eyes out.
Mm-hmm, mm. Exactly.
But, you know, I've mentioned this to our listeners before. I think I'm the only person in the world who's never seen Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have enough tragedy in our lives,
mm-hmm.
in real life, don't
mm-hmm.
we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to go to the movies to have another one.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I've never never watched Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what do you got lined up for today?
Today is Tuesday. I have the opening of a new exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. It looks like this artist made the exhibition at his house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are going there tonight and see what happens. Yeah.
That's a nice way to get visitors, isn't it?
Yeah. And the good thing is that it's close to my house, so I can go.
Oh, well, there you are. I mean, where's Yasmin?
That's why I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. Where's Yasmin? Let's, he's got a house over there. Let's take it there.
Yes.
Don't have to make a go too far, do we?
Exactly. So we'll see.
Anyway, you've got a couple of things to stay in music.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go?
Yes, the first one is Jimmy Greenspoon.
Oh, okay.
Organist with Three Dog Night, who had the 1970 UK number 3 and US number 1 single with a cover of the Randy Newman song, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Yeah.
The band scored 21 Billboard Top 40 hits, with 3 hitting number 1 between 1969 and 1975.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mama Told Me Not to Come. There we go. That is Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come. Good choice. Like
mm-hmm.
that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what else you got for us?
Okay, the next one is Alan Lancaster. He was born in 1949, bassist with English group Status Quo.
Mm-hmm.
He left the band in 1984. The group have had over 60 chart hits in the UK, more than any other rock band, including Pictures of Matchstick Men in 1967, Whatever You Want in 1979, and In the Army Now in 2010.
And funnily enough, I mean, in the army now, I've got on my playlist, my music collection, but I don't think I've ever played it.
Oh, yeah?
So I thought, let's have a listen, shall we?
Good, yes.
Yeah. There we go, that's it. You're in the army now from Status Quo. I remember the song, but I just haven't played it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Missed that one out. Well, well done.
Thank you.
And, well, that's it, I suppose. So you're just sort of waiting for tonight to go to your...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're just working during the day?
Exactly.
Tough life, isn't it? All right, Yaz, well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow, midday. It's midweek tomorrow already, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
It's all going very quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Milo, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
And we'll be back together tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.
Manfred Mann, Demons and Dragon.
I'm on my way to guide you.
that's all rather nice, isn't it? Cool in the gang there, and Cherish. 22 minutes, exactly, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show. 89.3, Call of F with me, Jerry D. And let me see what else we can see. I'm going to take a little look. I'm going to see if I can find for the day. We have so much bad news, don't we, these days. I'm going to go and find a good news story for you. How about that? That'll help you. Meantime, this is TLC and Baby, Baby, Baby. There we go, Baby, Baby, Baby from TLC. I tell you what, it does exist. There is some good news out there. Especially this one, if you like ice cream. DC Ice Cream Shop makes sure everyone who walks in, whether they've got money in their pocket or not, can get a cone. Everyday Sunday is located in the Petworth neighbourhood of Washington, D.C. and serves ice cream by the scoop, sprinkled with a little extra kindness. Its owner, Charles Foreman, says that he can tell when a visitor wants a treat that they can't afford, so he gives them to them for free. You know when they come in, and you can see it, Foreman tells Today.com, it was naturally in me to notice some of the kids have it and some kids don't have it, so I'm going to sponsor them. Foreman says that with the encroaching gentrification in his neighbourhood, he wants to show residents, both new and old, that they are welcome. I've been living in this neighbourhood for 20 years, he says, adding that he's also been a chef for 2 decades. I just wanted to be part of that change and show the kids that, well, like the kids that look like me and don't like my, and look like my son as well, that it's still a neighbourhood for everybody. A graduate from the Culinary Institute of America, Foreman has been working as a corporate chef until the pandemic threw a wrench in his career plans. What a lovely thought. Okay, can't afford an ice cream, pop along. What a lovely man. There we go, yes, the UB40, and here I am. And I think I mentioned it before in the programme, how they got their name, UB40. Because a couple of them met when they were queuing up to get their employment benefits, because they were out of work. And to do that, you had to fill in the form. And it was Unemployment Benefit Form 40, UB40. That's how it all started. Seals at Croft. Well, this is a lovely remix version of Summer Breeze. You hadn't twigged on already? We're 12 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
To hate myself, but baby, my mind. I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe. So I sat with sorrow and eventually it set me free.
There we go. Take us out of this morning's program. That is Mr. Sam Smith and Love Me Yet More. Right, time on the breakfast show. As I say, time to wrap things up. We're 5 minutes away before the hour of 10 o'clock. So, thank yous for this morning. A big thank you to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. It is lovely there. Must have been in Elvi. She's making her way into town today, so you can suffer like the rest of us. Right. And also a big thanks, of course, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. She does all of our sort of social media work, things like that. And also for this day music, a couple of good tracks again today of artists in the land of music who were born on the 7th of February. Thanks also go out to the boys and girls at Grupo Grado who get us up and running. They're always there nice and bright and early in the morning, so we can get started, and they'll be wrapping us up in just a minute or so. So a big thank you to them and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join us? It's easy. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22-677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. It's as easy as that. All right. I'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Of course, tomorrow is the middle of the week. I'll be back with you 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today. Please, please, please do it carefully. What do I say? Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karos. Co-producer, Neil Danby.